Right now, we're going to go to Wisconsin and see if we can help Daniel with a little icy problem there. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
All right, our pleasure. I'll tell you, tell us about the problems you're having with ice dams, and we have Joe Truini, the ice dam pro, to solve all your problems.
That's a nice title.
Can you stop over?
Yeah, he drops by. He's just in Connecticut. Yeah. That's just around the corner from Wisconsin.
I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I'll be right over.
Well, that's good. Anyway, it's where two hip roofs, like you can see on the picture, comes together. And it's over about 3 feet from where the other, the garage wall meets the house wall. And it's up in that valley, but it's not, that's why I can't find it. If it's hidden behind the garage wall or... Everything looks really well insulated, and I have venting, you know, the waffle vent things
right.
in them.
Yeah, yeah, the rafter, the styrofoam rafter
yeah.
venting, yeah.
I've been up in the attic. I even took part of the soffit off.
Right.
And I just can't figure out why I get an ice dam there.
Okay, well, I can tell you, you might know this, Daniel, but the reason ice dams form, two reasons. One is heat is leaking up through the ceiling of the living space and warming the attic, and mm-hmm. there's not enough ventilation, meaning that you mentioned that you have a lot of insulation in the attic. Well, it's not that you can have too much insulation, but if it's installed improperly, if you have it jammed into areas where it's blocking the flow of air, then it's going to create a problem. And for people who aren't familiar with ice dams, what happens is the underside of the roof is warmed by air that's leaking up from the house, from inside the house, and it melts mm-hmm. the layer of snow underneath the blanket of snow. And that water runs down, but when it hits the eave is sticking out beyond the house wall, right? So that's cold. It's not
yeah.
being warmed by the air. And so what happens is that water runs down underneath the blanket of snow, hits that cold eave, overhanging eave, freezes, and has no place to go, and it builds up and forms what they call a dam, and then water will literally back up the roof and leak in, because roofs are designed, of course, to prevent water, to drain water in one direction, down, not up. And once it gets up under the shingles, then, you know, it's only a matter of time, find its way through plywood seams or wherever. So the first thing you need to do, and I've done this because I had ice dams, I live in Connecticut, is I got a roof rake, and I rake this. As soon as I have more than 4 to 6 inches of snow on the roof, I get out the rake and I rake the snow off the bottom edge of the roof. Even if you only go up 3 or 4 feet, that's usually plenty. And that removes the snow. And if you remove the snow, obviously you're removing the water that will eventually leak down and freeze. So that would be the first thing you need to do. Then you have to make sure that insulation's not blocking any of the vents so that you do have good airflow up through the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And that's what I read afterwards on a line two about a roof rake and raking that off. And I haven't done that. So I'm going to get me one of them, and I'll have to do that.
That's right.
Absolutely. And plus, looking at these photographs, I do notice you have a relatively shallow pitch roof. Looks like a 4-pitch, maybe a 5-pitch. And obviously, the shallower the pitch, the more the snow is going to hang out on your roof. The steeper the pitch, more often it's going to come off. So, yeah, you've got a couple of things going on here that, you know, are going to increase the chance of an ice dam. But if you follow a few of those tips I just gave you, I think you'll be in good shape.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good, Daniel. Well, best of luck on that. I'm sure it'll help you out, and I appreciate you being a part of the show. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.